This is KUNM. I'm Yasmin Khan. The Navajo Nation has reported 46 additional COVID-19 cases and no deaths as of Sunday. The tribe has seen nearly 33,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 1,414 deaths from the virus since the pandemic began. Navajo officials are urging people to get vaccinated, wear masks while in public, and minimize their travel. Officials say all Navajo Nation executive branch employees will need to be fully vaccinated against the virus by the end of September or submit to regular testing. The new rules apply to full, part-time, and temporary employees, including those working for tribal enterprises like utilities, shopping centers, and casinos. Tribal President Jonathan Nez has finalized a sub-grant agreement between the Navajo Nation and Navajo Tribal Utility Authority to extend power lines to homes in the community of Tonale, providing long-awaited electricity to at least 23 families. Several Tonale residents scheduled to receive electricity attended Saturday's signing of the agreement for the 23 homes that are located in the former Bennett Freeze area. Selena Slim said she has lived in Tonale her entire life without electricity and spends $75 on a regular basis to purchase gasoline for her generator to provide electric power for her home. The tribe's reservation is the country's largest at 27,000 square miles, and it covers parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. Kirtland Air Force Base will be home to a state-of-the-art laboratory for development of space technology. Officials there will break ground next week on the War Gaming and Advanced Research Simulation Laboratory. The $6 million, 10,685 square foot facility will be used for simulations and analysis involving space technology research and development. This includes creating a virtual terrain where warfighters can act out scenarios using energy and space technology. It all falls under the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. The groundbreaking event is scheduled for September 8th at 10 a.m. This is KUNM.